Can you hear me okay?
Mm-hmm. The first thing I'll do is I'll read you this statement, so make sure you know what we're doing. Key objective of this interview is to serve as a research tool to document memories of the American chestnut. Information obtained in these interviews will be retained and made available for further use in efforts to promote a better understanding of the role of the American chestnut. Have you signed the participant identification and release agreements?
Yes, I have.
Okay, great. You just start off to tell us who you are, where you're from.
Okay.
Just biographical type of
person. Well, I'm Ann Page Mosby Haney, and I live in Marietta, Georgia. I grew up in Mississippi, and I have a family background in Kentucky, and that's what I want to talk about today,
right,
the Kentucky branch.
Great, yeah, let's hear it. I'm from Kentucky, so.
Great. So this is a very short contribution to the Oral History Project that the American Chestnut Foundation is sponsoring, but I think an unusual story about the chestnut. It's non-scientific yet very romantic. This story harkens back to the 19th century, a farm outside of Glasgow, Kentucky. And by the 1880s, it had come down through the family to my great-grandmother, whose name was Pocahontas Jackman Page. And in those days,
Ann
Haney, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
This
is an addendum to the information from Ann Page Mosby Haney. And I was telling about a farm outside of Glasgow, Kentucky, Pocahontas Jackman Page's farm. And my mother and her sister, Marge, remembered something additional that they wanted me to add, that when they were children, their grandmother, Pocahontas, told them a story about the big chestnut tree in the front yard of the farmhouse that you couldn't see it now because it had grown way up into as the tree grew, but the initials DB were carved into the trunk, and the story was that Daniel Boone had passed that way and carved his initials into that chestnut tree trunk. So now I have a research assignment to find out if Daniel Boone ever went through Glasgow, Kentucky.
I'm pretty sure Glasgow is right along the Daniel Boone Parkway.
Okay.
So I'd say he did.
Okay. But as the tree grew, the initials grew up really high, and the children would try to envision the DB, but
makes you wonder if that really happened, or if it was just a way to give the kids an adventure.
That's right.
You know,
that's right.
Looking up into the tree.
But that's
either way, it's priceless.
An imaginary game that children would have played, you know, without any physical toys or anything like that.
Yeah. That's great.
So that was good. And she remembered also about the tanning business that my great grandfather had. But didn't remember very much about it, just that he was a tanner and used the chestnuts for that.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah.
Great.